And welcome back to a very special edition of Fat to Fit or Else. What makes it special? Oh, it's challenge time, bitches. We're going to get into a challenge. Maybe we will just kick off with a challenge. And let me tell you how this came about. I will tell you how this came about right now. Just sit down and listen. So, the lady known as Mean Spiral Lady, who I think probably hates me, and is in charge of Spyra, and I wear my Spyra shoes, so I need to appease her and be nice to her. And somehow I've managed to call her names and call her Mean Spyra Lady, and it may have caught on around the office. I don't know. I think maybe other people there are calling her that. I don't know what it is, but she was not too happy with me. Plus the fact that I've completely abandoned what I told them I was going to do. Yeah, I'm going to do this workout vlog and podcast, and then I'm going to do these challenges, and I'll film them, and I'll put them on. Then I stopped doing challenges a year ago. So, basically, I got a Fat to Fit challenge or else from the Mean Spiral Lady, so I now have to throw down a challenge. In fact, she even made it for me. This is how evil the Mean Spiral Lady is. She does not like the fat man, and she said, here's the deal. I know you're back on the keto because I listened to the podcast, and I know that you're back to trying to get fit again. So, good. Let's get back to challenges. Here's your first challenge. I need you to lose X amount of weight in a month, or, and she already searched it out. This is premeditated. This is premeditated madness. I'm pretty sure this is what is it called? Unsafe workplace? I think it's called, yeah, I think that's what it's called. Hostile work environment. That's what it's called. But anyway, she said, you do and lose X amount of pounds. She said 10 pounds in the month. I'm on keto. I'm going to give you 13 pounds. So I'm setting it right now at 13 pounds. 13 pounds for the month. I'm on the keto, which I know I'll do it because I really don't want to do this challenge. And here is what the challenge is. It is to not only drag my big, fat, white ass into a Zumba class and do the dance. And I don't know if you've ever looked it up. If you've never looked at a Zumba class, look it up. It's exercising by dancing. And what I see when I look at the videos, because she showed me some, were some ladies and some gay guys in there getting their dance on. Because let's face it, heterosexual men can't dance well and don't dance typically. I was at a wedding last Saturday. Did I dance once? No, I did not. So it would be devastating bad video for me to do it. And she's also said, oh yeah, I'll either video you or send my assistant and we'll film this when you fail this challenge. And I'm like, whoa, fail the challenge. Who? I don't fail challenges most of the time. I hardly ever fail challenges. Shut up. So then she said, not only is it a Zumba class, but it is a free Zumba class in a park in East Los Angeles. I think she thinks my white ass will get killed in that park. She don't know. Sending me back to East Los is like sending me home. There's my people. Mi gente. I'm going to roll up in there and be like, ¿Qué pasó, amigos? Let's go. And I'm going to dance. But I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I'm going to kick this challenge in the nuts. That's what's going to happen. Kick it in the nuts. Kick the challenge in the nuts. Kick the challenge in the nuts. I'm dancing right now. I'm so excited about my victory that I'm already dancing. Mean Spyra Lady. By the way, love the Spyra people. And I even love the Mean Spyra Lady most of the time when she's not being unusually mean and hurtful to me and calling me Fatty McFatass and things like that. But anyway, you can go get your Spyras on at spyra.com and use Fit10 at checkout. Get 10% off. They are super cool. There's some cool shoes there. I love the Wave Maxes. I literally am now wearing, my boss has just given up, I wear Spyra Wave Maxes to work every day, and I wear a suit. And I wear, they have a black on black. It's solid black. Black laces, no color at all black. Everything on them is black, and I love those because I can wear them to work. And when you're like kind of not wanting the tennis shoes to stick out, you know, you have like a black tennis shoe with the white rubber bottom, No, this is black on black on black, and I love these shoes, and I rock them to work almost on the daily. So, recommend those highly, but they've got a lot of other ones as well. And they also, if you have an old person, they got some old people shoes too, like the Velcro latchers and stuff like that. They got those as well. Get your grandma on. My dad wears those. He's funny. God, speaking of dad, my dad is, let's go into that next story. My parents, I love my parents, but they're trying to kill me. They're trying to sabotage me, and I'm pretty sure they want me dead. They want me to have a grabber and dead. Because right now, I had to get back on because my diabetes numbers were getting seriously out of whack. I had been off of the, not the metformin, but the Ozempic for a long time. That's a drama I'm going to tell you about. And my A1C's high and everything's high. Glucose is high. Everything's high. So they're like, you got to get back on these meds. But now there's some beef with the insurance company. So I was like, you know what? F this. I got to do something. I can't just sit here, continue eating like a fat ass. And I've been eating a lot of sugar, which I shouldn't. And now I'm eating none because I am on keto and I'm kicking the challenge in the nuts. Kick the challenge in the nuts. You don't see, but I'm thrusting my hips towards the microphone right now. It's very sexy. If you ladies were watching this, if this was like a vlog and not a podcast, you would be like, oh my God, he's so hot. Oh my God, so hot. Anyway, back to my parents. So, you guys know that I go to the Homeland Downey on Tuesdays and Fridays, and I walk ice and I play with ice. And on Tuesday, I was going there, and I talked to my mom on Monday night, and I said, hey, I've started the keto. I got to get healthy again, so don't make anything for dinner. My parents make dinner. And remember, I was born in Alabama. My parents are from Alabama and Alabama food. Now, some people call that crap soul food, and it's offensive to me because it's Southern food, and that's what I've eaten my whole life. First time I went to a soul food place, I'm like, oh, this is the stuff my mom made. I thought it was going to be something different. Nah, it's Southern food. But that's cultural appropriation right there. Black people stole the Southern food and put their own name on it. That's what it is. I've been seeing people say some crazy stuff online lately, like the world is divided. Back to my story. So I say, hey, I'm on the keto. And they kind of know what keto is. I'm like, I can't eat anything, basically meat. I'm eating like meat, cheese, and some vegetables. That's it. And they're like, oh, mom said, oh. And I go, I'll just buy my own food on the way, and I'll eat it when I get there. So don't worry about me, you guys eat. No, no, I'll make something, just eat the meat. Okay, fine. So I go there on Tuesday, and I walk in, and there is, I put a picture up. It's no BS. It's chicken fried steak, which is rolled in egg and milk, and then in crackers, crushed crackers for a crust, and then it's fried to kingdom come, and a huge, huge amount of fried tater tots sitting there on a plate for me. And I'm like, yeah, no carbs. I'm not eating any of this. What do you mean you can't eat this? You said you could eat meat. I go, I specifically told you I couldn't eat potatoes. And second of all, I can't eat breaded meat. And I don't want to eat anything fried right now because I'm trying to do clean keto for once in my life and be really good at this. And they're like, oh, and they got all butt hurt. And I'm like, give it to Ice. He'll eat it. Ice will eat anything. He like Mikey, the opposite of Mikey. He'll eat everything. That's a reference you young people wouldn't know. Speaking of young people, I can tell you this has not failed. But I've seen people all the way up to 40 not know what it is. If you are old, like myself, you remember the 45 records where you had record players. You had the 33s and the 45s. And if you had a crappy record player, it didn't have the thing that rose up in the middle. And you had to buy those little plastic discs for your 45s that you would click in there, and then you could drop it on the regular middle of the turntable and it would play. You just have to turn the speed up to 45. Well, that little plastic disc, I was on my way to that wedding on Saturday. When I saw it, I took a picture. I saw one. We were in the store we had stopped in, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen one of these forever. And my daughter goes, what's that? And I'm like, my God, you've never seen one of these, have you, child? And she said no. So then I brought the picture. I took the picture and I've shown it to all kinds of people this week. And not one person under 40 knew what those were. And I had one. And here's the thing with some kids. Some kids like the music their parents liked, and they just grow up listening to the music their parents were into. And this was a girl at work, and I think she kind of was in that boat, because she said, yeah, at my parents' house, we still have an 8-track and some 8-track tapes to play. And so she did know what it was. She was familiar with it. Only person yet. And she was a little under 40, or maybe she was 40, somewhere in that ballpark. But she's the only one. Only one. I got to run it by my... And my son should know, because he's been around me and I've had all that crap. Speaking of that, my son is off to Canada right now. He's in Canada. He's actually working. First time he's worked in 2 years, because there's been no work in Hollywood. He's got a guest shot on a network show where he'll be like the guest star of the week. And I will tell you which one and what. Something happened, though, that is, besides getting work, which is great. I'm so happy he's working. He called me ecstatic yesterday about something about that show that they are doing, which I can't tell you. And it's not going to air till September. I think it's the first one of the season on one of the network shows. So he's got a scene with someone who he absolutely idolizes. I'm like, oh, you're going to be starstruck as all hell. So we will talk about that when it comes back around. But here is something, especially if you are, you guys know I do the Bible study podcast and I'm super religious. And I do the rosary every single day, and I pray every single day. And I also do, I will pray for intercession from the Virgin Mary. And I've been doing that lately because there's been an issue medically with my daughter. And I've been praying for her, but I've also been praying for my son to get work. And I did a 9-day novena to the Virgin Mary. And here's what's crazy. On the very same day, my daughter called me from the doctor's office, like ecstatically happy that she just got out of her doctor's office and realized one of her big issues is gone. Gone. Not like, oh, it's way better now, we can control it. It's gone. I'm like, wow, that's like a miracle. Thank you, Virgin Mary. And that happened. And then here's where I can say stuff like that and people will roll their eyes or say, yeah, whatever, that doesn't work. On that exact day, that very same day, I got that call from my daughter around lunchtime. I was at work. I was in the car on my way home, and my son called me and said, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I just got booked at blah, 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 and I'm leaving to Canada for a while. So he hasn't worked in 2 years. My 9-day novena to the Virgin Mary, and that went through. So faith is strong, man. Have faith. Always have faith. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. I will stop preaching on this podcast because this is not what it's about, but just wanted to share that because I'm very, very happy with how that has gone down. It's been a great week. Great, great week. And I needed a great week. This kicking the nuts after the fire and net things never going right. I needed this, and it was great. So very faith strengthening on top of that. Let's get into, I wrote down a couple notes that I did because, yeah, here we go. Speaking of church, how about this one? Last weekend, my wife and I were at church, and a lady sat down next to us, and she had on a mask. And I see old people in church with masks on a lot. And I'm not the person that's going to go up and like ridicule a person for ever wearing a mask. Unless you're a teenager and you're inside a 7-Eleven and I think you're going to steal stuff. Then I'll be like, hey man, why are you wearing a mask, bro? What's up with the mask, bro? But outside of that, old people wearing masks I'm like, cool. It makes them feel safer. It gives them, so they'll go out if they're not being shut in, especially to go to church. No problem with it. And she sat down there, and I saw her. Well, later that day, I was at the grocery store, and I saw the same lady. And she's walking through. And she recognizes me. I don't know her name, but I know her from church. She goes to our church, and I see her there all the time. And she passes me an aisle, and I go, hi, how are you? I saw you this morning. And she goes, oh, don't get too close. I got the COVID. I'm like, what? You just sat next to me at church. You could have told me that at church. My wife and I are sitting next to you. She had a mask on, though, and she wasn't like right next to us, but we are in a temporary facility right now, so we don't have pews. You don't sit in the big long pews. You literally sit in these nice comfy chairs, and they're spaced out pretty evenly, so it's a real spread crowd. But she was next to us. I was like, yeah, that's interesting. And she, now you tell me, oh, you got the COVID? Really? You got the vid? Thanks. And then I noticed something that I need to bring to the people. What happens? I have a problem. I bring it to the people. The people can tell me. You can always reach out to me. Always. Fat to Fit or Else on Instagram. Leave me a message. And I can tell you I want to know the answer to this question. I know it's graduation season. I've noticed a lot of signs because I'm walking my dog all over the neighborhood in Downey. And I'll see the signs and it'll say Downey High School, class of 2025, whatever. All right, cool. Like, it's that time of year. You're seeing those signs out there. And that's what I should see in my neighborhood. And then I'll see some, because I'm in Downey, I'll see like St. John Bosco, class of 2025. Okay, cool. Not many of those, but you'll see. There's a couple out there. And then there's even another private school there, and I'll see the signs for that. If you're on the other side of Downey, you would see Warren High School, class of 2025. But I saw a sign, and I'm like, I really looked at it, and I've walked by it a million times, and it's been there, and it's weathered, and it says, in front of this house, Lakewood High School, class of 2020. And it's faded, and it's been there since 2020. Now, are you that proud of your kid for graduating high school? Because I am not. In fact, I wouldn't put one of those signs. I think we got one for my daughter. Her school gave us one. She went to Notre Dame Academy. And I think we put it up the day, for like 2 or 3 days at graduation, and then we took it down. Literally, 2 or 3 days, no more than that. She was embarrassed that it was up at all. But this sign has been up now for 5 years for a high school graduation. And I'm like, here's what's weird. I would have murdered my kid if they didn't graduate high school. Both of them. I'd have killed them. Bare hands. I'd have said, I can bring you into this world. I can bring you out too. Bare hands. You better graduate high school and don't be a fool. I pity the fool that doesn't graduate high school. That's what I say. That's what I say to those kids. And they graduate high school. Cool. Move on. When my son graduated, because remember, he's 10 years older than my daughter, he did not have those signs, weren't a thing then. And also, when you graduated college, we did not put one up when my daughter graduated at LMU in May. And it's like, hey, let's have a party. Congratulations. Here you go. And see ya. So, whatever. But for five years, that sign's been in front of that house proudly. And it's weird that it's Lakewood. Like, you're a Lakewood graduate, but you live in Downey High, Downey. I don't get it. Maybe they're divorced and like the one parent lives in Downey, the other parent lives in Lakewood. Like, I want to go knock on the door and be like, hey, what's up with the sign? It's been here for 5 years. It's kind of faded. You can't really make out what it says anymore. You got to really look. What's going on? Is your kid were they dumb? Or were they, that was like their crowning achievement? Like, I need to know. Because 5 years is too long for a high school graduation sign in front of your house. I'm saying, you know I'm right, too. Stretch is always right. All right, let me see. Yeah, that's all the little things that were bothering me. That were my rants. Let's get into some workout talk. I have an interesting story that is about And I can tell you, I'm going to relay the information to you, and I am not 100% certain that I believe the contents of this article myself. And they say they have done scientific studies, and they have found that you don't have to be some meathead pushing heavy weights to get gains. You can do it going heavy or going light. And they say not only can you get in shape doing that, but you can get strong doing that. I have one theory my entire adult, and I am a knucklehead and I am all of those bad stereotypes. Want to be big? Gotta lift big. That's how I go. I pushed every set I ever did in the gym. I pushed, would always go for whatever I could do, the heaviest at that moment, and I'm tired. Sometimes it's not very heavy because you already burned yourself out, and I'm pushing. Blew my shoulder out, but I wasn't pushing when I did that. I was doing nothing, but that's how I've always done it. They say individual differences such as training experience, recovery capacity, genetic factors can influence how much volume is optimal for you, but they don't care what you're doing. Lightweights, you want to optimize hypertrophy. You want to be somewhere between 10 to 20 sets per muscle per week. And they say, ideally, if let's say you're doing quads, you would want to do 3 to 4 sets of exercises for quads. And you would want to do that 2 to 3 times a week to try to hit a total of 20 sets for that muscle group. And it can be light. Like I said, it doesn't have to be heavy. And I need, this is good news for me because being a knucklehead meathead, I need to lift much lighter and try not to hurt myself again. And it goes on and on. They say it's great news for people who don't want to or cannot lift heavy weights. I am one of those. I am old. I will snap, crackle, pop, and then I'll be done for another year. And I don't want to do that. They say what you're doing is the lighter loads have to be taken with a high degree of effort. If you do not extensively challenge your muscles, meaning that the last few reps are difficult to complete. So let's say I was on a bench and I used to warm up with the 45s on there. So 135 was my warm up. Then I would do 10, 15 of those and then start my workout. Let's say I was going light and I'm only going to do 110 pounds. I would have to do, I'm guessing, to failure. So I'd have to do a lot of those in order to get this out of it, is kind of what I'm getting out of this article. And you can do that. The best thing I've ever done, my friend, you guys have heard me talk about Apple the Jinx. Apple's father, who is still with us, was an Olympic. He made the U.S. Olympic team as a powerlifter. And here's the saddest thing. He trained, and made the Olympic team in 1980. What happened in 1980? We didn't go to the Olympics. Ronald Reagan pulled us out because it was in Russia, and they were mad at Russia. I think they didn't. We were boycotting because Russia had invaded Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken. So we didn't go to the Olympics, and that means Mr. Apple made the Olympic team and did not get to compete in the Olympics. I'll give him this. He's an old man now, and the dude still lives. The dude still does tournaments. He goes for his age bracket and his weight, and he has all kinds of medals because he kicks ass. And I got lifting tips from him, as I would tell him. When I couldn't get to 400 pounds on my bench when I was trying to max, and I was like, I can't get to that threshold. And he told me this one thing, and I call him 10-10s. And it's basically a very light weight, let's say just the bar to start. And you go lift it off the bench, and then you hold it up, and you go down about an inch and up, down about 2 inches and up, down about 3 inches and up, down about 4 inches and up, down about 5 inches and up, down about 6 inches and up. And you do that all the way down till you touch your chest, and then push it up, and that's one. And you try to do 10 of those. I don't know what it is because it is not heavyweight. The hypertrophy is insane and the strength gain is insane. It's the only thing that makes me think this article isn't total crap is how much I and then I went from not being able to break 400 to getting 450 on my bench. And when I finally went for 450 with my spotters, I did it four times as opposed to once. So my max was much higher than that even. Insanity how strong I got doing that. That's what I did to build up. He gave me a couple other ones, but that one in particular, I would feel it because there's a lot of days if I'd already worked out and then I would get to the bench and I would do, there were some days I would only get one, not one whole set of that one time. I would only get it down one, down two, down three, down four, down five. I would only get it like one time and I'd be like, I can't, my muscles are locked up. Hypertrophy has kicked in. So there is some science to this and I know that it does work. All right. I gotta get out of here. I'm past my time. I'm rambling on a bonus pod Friday when it should be an I don't give an F Friday. That's what it should be because I'm the fat man on a diet and that makes me sad and depressed. So I'm gonna go right now and be sad and depressed. And you guys go have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday with the new Fat to Fit or Else. I'm not even gonna weigh myself anymore. I'm not weighing myself. I weighed in. I got my weight to start this challenge, and I'm going to not weigh myself again until the end. And I will tell you, the weigh-in weight was terrifying. Terrifying. All right. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good one.